Collecting trash is a core city service, and it could soon get more expensive in Phoenix. The city's Public Works Department says a rate hike is necessary to avoid service cuts. KJZZ's business reporter Christina Estes now joins me to talk trash, which for us is pretty typical.
I will try to keep it clean, Steve.
Thank you, yes. Because before we get into the proposed rate increases and the reasons why, what are people currently paying, Christina?
Monthly residential service is $26.80. That's been the rate for the last 10 years. And we should mention city code does not allow Phoenix to collect trash or recyclables from business or multifamily housing complexes. That's done by the private sector.
Okay, so the residential rate has stayed at $26.80 for the last decade. I'm guessing someone must have mentioned inflation.
Yes. During the council's policy session on Tuesday, Assistant Public Works Director Joe Judice had this to say.
What you could purchase in services 10 years ago for $26.80 would require $32.07 in today's dollars just to cover for the cost of inflation.
Now, what other things have caused these costs to increase?
The population has increased, and so has the amount of trash. The Public Works Department is like the aviation department in that it's supposed to cover expenses through its fees. Since the department didn't raise rates over the last decade, it came up with other ways to find money.
Can you give us some examples?
They pulled about $20 million from their reserve fund. They deferred capital investments, like putting off getting new vehicles, and they counted on recycling revenue that's recently dried up.
Now, that's because China had changed its policies.
Yes, Phoenix used to be able to count on between $8 and $12 million a year by selling recyclable materials to China. But last year, China pretty much banned all materials. Going forward, Phoenix is forecasting no revenue from selling recyclables.
Okay, and what does the city's recycling program cost to operate?
$41 million a year. The Public Works Department presented four rate hike options. Three included cuts to the city's recycling program. So some people like Mayor Kate Gallego are framing this about the future of recycling in Phoenix. While others, specifically Councilman Sal DeCiccio, say it's about employee pensions. Here's both of them.
These things always get sold as a recycling type of plan, but it's really not. This is not a debate about recycling. This is really a debate about pensions and internal costs of whether or not the City of Phoenix can manage their own internal costs.
It's important to understand that the additional expenditures related to recycling, particularly lost revenue from China, is larger than the pension contribution. This is absolutely about recycling. Do we want to be the largest city in the country without recycling?
Okay, different perspectives. So who's right?
Well, it might depend on how you interpret the numbers, so let me just lay them out as they were presented to council. The department's pension costs have gone from roughly $5 million a year to about $10 million a year. The drop in recycling revenue went from a high of $12 million 8 years ago to an estimated $3.5 million this year.
And how much money does the department say it needs?
They say they are looking at a shortfall of $36.5 million.
Lowest rate hike presented was $4.75 a month. What would that involve?
That would suspend recycling and compost programs and send everything to the landfill. Another option that would cost an extra $5.50 a month would move recycling collection to every other week instead of the current every week. A third option would increase monthly rates by $5.65 and eliminate curbside collection of green organics and composting.
So the final option is to keep current service levels. How much more would that cost?
An extra $6.40 per month, and that is 24% higher than the current rate.
So, Christina, you heard from several members of the public who expressed concern about Phoenix reducing or eliminating its recycling program. So what is the next step?
The council asked for more information. Vice Mayor Betty Guardado asked how much the city could save by moving trash collection from the alley to curbside. Right now, about 20% of Phoenix residents put their trash in the alley. Councilwoman Deb Stark asked to see options about phasing in rate hikes. You may recall Phoenix raised water rates this year and next, so the council is very aware residents are noticing higher bills.
And when will the public get to weigh in on all of this?
We don't yet have a list of meetings, but 10 should be planned. And I want to mention the four options we talked about are not final. Depending on the input from these community meetings, some or all of the options could change, or there could be new ones.
And when's the council planning to vote?
The earliest the council would take action on rate hikes would be late January.
Well, we'll look forward to talking about this then. Thank you, KJZZ's Christina Estes, as always.
You're welcome.